Al-Asma'i, one of the greatest scholars of tafsir and specialist of qira'ah, was once walking and he heard a woman recite a poem. In her poem, she said something very strange. She says, "Astaghfirullah li dhanbi kulli, qabbaltu insan bighayri hilli, mithlu al-ghazali na'iman fi dalli, intasafa al-laylu wa lam usalli." When Asma'i heard this poem, the issue with this poem is, I don't even know if I have the audacity to translate this poem, so I leave the translation and the explanation of this poem to the experts of poetry. And also the meaning of this poem sometimes takes a turn for adult conversation. But the synopsis of the poem was that she was repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a sin that she committed interacting with an opposite gender. And she says that it's been so late at night and I still haven't repented. But the eloquence of the poem caught Al-Asma'i's attention. And he said, "Qatalak Allah, may God give you, you know, life and hidayah." It's more like a word that says, may you be destroyed, but the opposite meaning is intended. Where he says, may God give you life. Ma afsahaki. How beautiful. How eloquent. So this woman who's repenting in her poem, she says, "Ayyuddu hada fasaha? Do you consider this to be eloquence? Do you think this poem is special? Ma'a qawlillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you not heard the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the mother of Moses, Musa alayhi salam? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ." In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says many things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَجَمْعَ فِي آيَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ, in one single ayah, فِيهِ خَبْ أَمْرَيْنِ وَالنَّهْيَيْنِ وَخَبَرَيْنِ وَبَشَارَتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this one verse has commanded Musa alayhi salam's mother to do two things. When you give birth, Allah says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. When you give birth to this child, we want you to feed this child. وَأَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ. And when you are fearful that the army of Pharaoh will come and steal your child from your hands and abduct him, I want you to put this child into a basket. So there is a command in here. And also there's nahi, la takhafi wa la tahzani. Don't be fearful. Don't have any worry. Don't have any anxiety. And also in this ayah, there's news and glad tidings. Inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen. Two facts, factual information is given in this ayah, but also with glad tidings. We're going to bring your child back. It's a fact. And we're going to make him into a prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this one ayah has encompassed balagha, eloquence, depth and meaning. And this woman is saying, you think my poetry is eloquent? Wait till you hear the ayah that was recited in the surah to Musa alayhi salam's mother. So when you read the Quran, not only are you sparked with this curiosity of beauty of the Quran and the meaning of the Quran, also the eloquence of the Quran, it forces you to focus and understand and contemplate and appreciate the greatness of God, the greatness of the language of the Quran, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what affected this woman. And she was also making sure others were impacted by this. And it has to be very strange where the person who's being told is a scholar of tafsir and is being reminded, hey, how dare you ever be affected by something more than the verses of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that where we have the time to listen to poetry, lyrics, you know, beautiful nasheeds, but most importantly, nothing is more effective than the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that ability where we hear the Quran, it impacts us. May we understand the Quran in a way that we can appreciate the eloquence of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.